Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game. This week, the Bears move into Atlanta to meet the Falcons at the Georgia Dome for a 3:25 kickoff. Let's dig in here from the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Through 20 quarters of football, the Bears offense has yet to find its 60-minute groove, if you will. Mistakes occur, but the timing of those mistakes has complicated their ability to be an efficient, high-scoring unit. The Bears have 32 negative plays this season, which includes sacks and rushing attempts that lose yards. Throw in 4 fumbles and 6 interceptions, and that number swells to 42, reflecting an inconsistency only execution will ease. Offensive penalties have claimed another 137 yards, which is 8th highest in the league. Conversely, the Bears have drawn the 2nd most penalties that have resulted in first downs, with 17, about 3.4 first downs per game. That's pretty good. A bulk of those have come on defenders, call for pass interference penalties and such. So there should be an opportunity to run the ball on the Falcons. They are 28th in the league right now, allowing 147.6 yards per game, and they've allowed 10 rushing touchdowns. They're also giving up 6 yards per play. Their sacks per pass attempt is the 2nd lowest in the league at 2.47%, and they have one of only 5 teams that are permitting north of 400 yards per ball game. Obviously, pressuring Matt Ryan into some mistakes is always key. He's thrown 6 interceptions just like Jay Cutler has. Ryan is also tied with Cutler in completions with 130, 3rd most in the league, but he's one of only 5 quarterbacks averaging 8 yards per pass attempt or better this season. That's very good. He's been sacked only 6 times. Defending Julio Jones is complicated. He's going to get his. There's no way around it, but the plan likely is to just limit the impact of the damage. Jones is the NFL reception leader with 40 and the yardage leader with 552. Roddy White's still there and still the Falcons' number 2 receiver, but far behind Jones in targeted throws. Ex-Bear Devin Hester is 23rd in the league with an average of 15.1 yards per catch on his 14 receptions. He'll be somebody to watch out of the slot and on gimmick plays. Steven Jackson, 14th in carries in the NFL, but just 19th in yardage and 34th in yards per carry at 3.8. His longest run this season is 17 yards. The Falcons are 3rd ranked in yards gained, 1st in yards per play at 6.58, 2nd in red zone touchdown percentage, 3rd in points per game at 29. This is going to be a popular topic all week on special teams. Do you or don't you? Well, I say just don't kick it to Devin Hester. It's not worth the momentum swing if he breaks one. And he can. He has one of the NFL's 4 punt return touchdowns this season. He's picked up 14.4 yards on average on his 8 returns. Hester is also 8th in the NFL in kick return average at 24.2 with a long of 36 yards. Mark Trestman pronounced faith in the special teams unit this week, and over the long haul, he feels the unit will come together. The first step in that process is reducing the mental and physical errors that are plaguing this unit. The Bears are one of 3 teams with double-digit penalties, for example, on special teams this season with 10. Ex-Bear Eric Weems is a fiery competitor running down on kicks and punts, and he tends to, quote, mix it up to and through the whistle. He no doubt will be in the business of doing that against the team that released him on Sunday. The Bears' younger players on teams have to be ready for it, not jump in the fray, so to speak, which could result in a retaliation penalty. On to intangibles, and I say just treat this like a playoff game because 3-game losing streaks in the NFL are dreaded. Both teams are staring at one if they can't finish in the 4th quarter, and the Bears have to deal with Matt Ryan. They have to finish with this quarterback. He leads the NFL since 2008 with 18 fourth quarter comebacks and 25 game-winning drives, including a 22-20 win in 2008 over the Bears, another in 2009, a 21-14 finish. After what has happened the last 2 games in the 4th quarter, the Bears must show some killer instinct if and when they have the Falcons on the ropes. No lead is safe in Atlanta. The Falcons are a big challenge in the Georgia Dome, always have been. This season, 5 teams have already rallied from 17 down to win games, the most in the NFL since 1970. It's the way it goes right now in the current day National Football League. That's going to wrap it up for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself, starting with a noon pregame and 3:25 start time in Atlanta on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Thanks again for watching ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time from the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.